You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
Good evening, that's Sam Beaton, and the track is called Storyteller. It's Cambridge 105, it's time for another edition of the New Music Generator. Every week we meet here to listen to the very best in local and unsigned music, and this week is no different. On the show tonight, we'll do our free choice half an hour, featuring music from the likes of Melody Causton, John Harper, Dale Bennett, Gold Star, Afterglow, and in a moment, CC Smugglers. My guest at 7:30 is Harry Seaton, currently number one in the unsigned chart. He's just popped out to KFC because he's hungry. So he'll be in the studio to play a live set for us at 7:30 tonight. So if you are listening from Harry's many, 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 many fans, then you can get in touch with the show. I'll give you the details in just a minute's time. We'll have a Q&A session for him later on, perhaps. From 8 o'clock, it's the Unsigned Chart, and you can still vote for Harry and the other five records that are up for the vote this week. Go to our website, cambridge105.fm. Voting closes at 8 o'clock tonight. We'll run them down from then. And then at 8:30, it's a gig guide. be three of us reviewing gigs today. We're going to do a Strawberry Fair special. There was loads of music on at Strawberry Fair. Emily Jane Allen will be here alongside Will Feely, who is a sound man by trade. He does all the sound for our NMG sessions that we do at the Portland Arms. He's going to be coming in because he was doing sound at Strawberry Fair and he's got some reviews for us. And I'll be chipping in with the reviews of some of the bands that I saw, mostly at Art Stage, I have to say. So that's what's coming up tonight. If you would like to get in touch, you can email me. The email address is tim@cambridge105.fm. You can text 07919 070490 or you can tweet at Cambridge105 with any messages you might have. And if you've got questions for Harry, providing we've got the time, then we might read a few out later on. Okay, so Sam Beaton was the first track we started with tonight. That was sent to me a while ago by our regular listener who's based out in Germany, Dagmar. Sam Beaton I'm familiar with because he did have a hit, or a sort of hit, in the UK in 2008 with a single that was released called What You Look For. It narrowly missed the top 40 at the time, got to number 41 in September 2008. It was taken from an album that he released on a major label. The album was called No Definite Answer. The album didn't do very well, and Sam got dropped, and now he's an unsigned artist once again. This is how it works in unsigned land. You start unsigned, you get signed, and then you might get dropped again. So Sam qualifies for the show because he's an unsigned artist. So he's not local, he's from Nottingham. But I do really like the What You Look For track, which was a relative hit. So that's why I decided to feature that track tonight. That's called Storyteller. For more information on Sam, you can go to his website, sambeaton.com. Sam Beaton, BEETON.com. Next up, CC Smugglers. Yesterday on Drive, I played you a selection of tracks that they performed for us live at Strawberry Fair. CC Smugglers also played at the Mad Hatter's Cafe on the Strawberry Fair site on Saturday. I got one of their CDs at the weekend, and I've taken a track from this particular album. It's their debut self-titled release, which you can get from their website or, like me, through the band. Upcoming tour dates include Glastonbury on June the 26th. Yeah, they're also playing the British Grand Prix at Silverstone on the 28th of June, and that's really interesting because I've been there for the last 3 years, so I'm not going this time. And they have some really good music acts playing on a big main stage there for the Grand Prix fans, so they'll really go down well there. They're also closer to home, playing the Cambridge Folk Festival on the 25th and the 27th of July. They're playing Secret Garden Party on the 26th of July, and they're playing Cambridge Rock Festival on the 1st of August, which is probably when our paths will next cross. They are Richie Prynne, Ryan Thomas, Sam Barrett, Dan Edwards, Carl Friedrichsen is a brand new member to the band, just joined recently, and Dave Marks. ccsmugglers.co.uk is the website address, and this is Travelling Man.
Why, why am I still? Imagine I'm a strapped man in the traveling chase of fans. Go past that big piece of canvas, strapped up on the back of the van. Turn away and haul away, wreck my chopping plan. Man, I wish I was a traveling man in the traveling chase of fans.
Why am I still housebound? I should have been southbound.
I was a traveling man in a traveling gypsy band. Wish I bought that big box van and phone the traveling gypsy band. Drive my boys across the land. Oh, let my head down where I stand. Wish I was a traveling man in a traveling gypsy band.
Why am I still housebound? I should have been southbound and for the coast.
Yes, why am I still housebound? I should have been southbound and for the coast.
Tempted to go yeehaw, but I won't. CC Smugglers and Travelling Man from their self-titled debut album, which you can get via the website ccsmugglers.co.uk. If you like that and you've never seen them before and you're in Cambridge somewhere, go and see them when they play somewhere near Cambridge, because they are a real treat to see live. Okay, next up, we're going to play you a track by Melody Causton. This was played by Julian on Drive a couple of weeks ago. Melody came into the studio. Melody also performed in our tent at Strawberry Fair last year in the Strummers and Dreamers Showcase in 2012. She's been played on Les Ray's Strummers and Dreamers show before. She recently wrote this song about her mum, who lost contact with her brother 23 years ago in the hope that it would help her find him. The song then took on another meaning because Melody realised there were many other people in the same situation as her mum is. So it's for anybody that is in that same situation. Melody came in and played this record live. There's a video that goes with this, which you can find on Melody's Facebook page, and I'll give you the details of that in a second. This track is called Ribbons and Letters. It's by Melody Causton.
Summer air is falling, hot mist gathers on the ground. I'm reminded of the old days, miss having you around. But the looking glass is worn, and life circled every town. I'm hanging on these heartstrings, but I'm slowly falling down. I put pen to paper a thousand times. Shared it all between the lines. Laced it up and posted it with a stamp. They never get there. Ribbons and letters. Dear brother, my friend, it's times like this you help me hide. If you can hear me, I'll do anything I can. We can fix this if we try. I put pen to paper a thousand times. I shared it all between the lines. Laced it up and posted it with a stamp. They never get there. Ribbons and letters. From the raging winds, we're gonna recover. And in this tornado, I think we need each other. Put pen to paper a thousand times. I shared it all between the lines, laced it up and posted it with a stamp. They never get there. Ribbons and letters, they never get there.
Ribbons and Letters. That's Melody Causton. You can find more information on her on Facebook, facebook.com/MelodyCaustonMusic or soundcloud.com/Melody-Causton. And you can find the video, the link to the video, as I say, on that Facebook page as well. Melody is studying for a songwriting degree at the Institute of Contemporary Music Performance in London. So it's obviously what she wants to do full time. She's got a great voice on her as well. Okay, next up is a track by a gentleman called John Harper. He's 24 years old. He's a former scientist. I say former scientist because he quit his job this month. He's going to take his music career professional, and he's just recently moved back to Cambridge, where he was living in Borneo for 7 months working with orangutans. So he's got a very interesting story. He also spent a year living in North Carolina gigging locally there, so that would have given him a lot of live experience. He's also in the band Smoke and Joes, who have also got in touch with me because they performed at Strawberry Fair. And somebody said, I think it was Sue Woodhouse actually, said, you should get in touch with Tim. So I have got in touch, been in touch with Smoke and Joes, who will feature on a show in a couple of weeks' time maybe. So this is John, who is in the band, but this is his solo work. And he's been talking to me for a couple of weeks now, trying to get me to play some stuff. So finally, John, your time is here. This record is called Without a Sign. One of the most interesting things I noticed, the standout thing I noticed about this track when I heard it, was that John does not sound 24. You make up your own mind.
My window, I got all my things on my back. I'm happy this way. Please don't take me away from my world. Seven things in my life I need. Ain't one I can leave behind for too long. So I'm gonna see if I can lose one, so I can keep moving without a sigh. And when the trees envelope me in their dark, gives me time to think. Too much time to think. And we give each other so much, not without anger, but something stranger without a name. There's no need to be afraid. Oh, when I come around, said there's no need to be afraid, 'cause I'm gonna leave sometime. I'll be here and we can smile for a while. sitting under the sun with you. Ain't no need to ask if I'm okay. And yes, we both worry so much. We gon' let the other one go. We'll be all alone. There'll be six things on my back. It's been so long since I remembered how to run. All I remember now is it gets so cold sometimes. So now I've got my arm around you. I can't find a way out now, and it's okay, 'cause I won't sigh.
Beautiful record, but just doesn't sound 24, although I think that's probably a good thing. That's John Harper. The track is called Without a Sigh. Coming up in about 7 minutes' time, we'll be talking to Harry Seaton. He'll be playing live for us. He popped out to get a KFC, and the smell is wafting into my studio, so that's not going down too well because he didn't bring me anything back. So I'm hungry now. Never mind. Next up is Dale Bennett, an artist who we featured on the show about a month or so ago. He's 21 years old now. I think he was 20 at the time, so he must have just had a birthday. He's a singer-songwriter from Haverhill. It's fascinating. I find his music very interesting. He's just released an album called Make My Own Breaks, which is out available now on iTunes and Reverb Nation. He's studying at the University of Suffolk. Ooh. Almost made a slip up then. Suffolk, in the second year of music production. You can find more details on Dale's music on facebook.com/DaleBennettMusic. He's also uploaded, and I hope you're going to pursue this, Dale, if you're listening, a very interesting a cappella version of Bruno Mars and Treasure, which I noticed on his Facebook page earlier. Go pursue that, produce the whole thing and send it to me, because I'd like to hear that. It sounds really good. Anyway, this is Dale Bennett. And it's not as upbeat track as we played a month or so ago. We played a dance record from him a couple of months ago. So this is a much more laid-back version, ballad if you will. It's called Goodbye.
I woke up in a better way today, and I'm thinking about the things I want to say to you. Why do you do the things you do? I should have kept my cool and risen above it, but now I know you lied, so I walked away from it. You showed your true colors from the start, but I know that life goes on. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. I'm not trying to say I was perfect. All the things I said and did was with the scars in my mind. I should have left it all behind. And you, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye now. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye now. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye now. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye now. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye now. Oh, there's just some things I want to get off my chest. This song took me about an hour at best. I need to vent so I can move on with my life. I won't lie and say that I don't miss you, but I left for the right reason, so I know that I had to. It's done now. Goodbye. Now. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye now. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye now. Now. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye now. Goodbye.
Goodbye. That's Dale Bennett. For more information, go to facebook.com/DaleBennettMusic. He's been in the local paper in Haverhill, bless him. Some cutouts and things of the articles that he's had written on him on his Facebook page as well. No doubt we'll play another track from him in the future. Next up, Gold Star, who are a band that are starting to make a few waves in the local music scene, despite having only really been together for a few months. We played them back in April. They're a Cambridge-based band who's described their music as designing stadium-sized dance pop tracks. They've just been added to the lineup of the Curious Yellow Festival on the 5th to the 7th of July. They're also playing Lodestar on the 30th of August. Now, Gold Star are made up of Lee Morris, Jeff Smith, Charlie Kay and David Gain. Their write-up says, between them, the members of Gold Star have considerable experience of live music from both ends of the room as performers, supporting major artists, including Pendulum and Hadouken, and as live sound engineers working for big names, including Mr. Hudson and Jesse J. It's refreshing to see a band of this genre so focused on escaping the studio and bringing a loud, powerful live production to the stage. The anticipation of playing these stadium-sized dance tunes live is visibly exciting to all members. I think we might have to get them in to do a session at some point. It'll be a bit odd because I guess it will sort of be like DJing in a way, but we'll see if we can work that out, because that would be, I'd like to see that. That'd be interesting. I'm a big fan of Pendulum, so I like these guys' music. Go along and see them if they're playing a live gig near you, or if you can get to Lodestar or the Curious Yellow Festival this year. I want to go and see them at some. I'm at Curious Yellow Festival actually for one of the days, so I'm not sure what day they're playing. I have to find that out. Anyway, facebook.com/officialgoldstar is the place to go to for more information, and this is called Daylight.
Look me in the eye and tell me this is right. People telling me no has got me thinking. In the daylight, it doesn't feel right. Oh, oh. I see you in the VIP, in your outdoor Gucci, your money on show. I was hypnotized, I didn't see the sign. Oh, oh, oh. I see you.
We should have got them to close our tent at Strawberry Fair. That'd have been excellent. Never mind. Gold Star. The track is called Daylights, facebook.com/officialgoldstar for more information on them. Finally, for the free choice half hour, is a band called Afterglow. They are from King's Lynn in Norfolk. We're having a bit of a King's Lynn love-in today because Harry Seaton's from there and I'm from there, although I don't like to admit it. Afterglow are Lee Hodgkinson from... he does vocals and guitar. He's obviously from King's Lynn as well. Jordan Smith, who plays guitar, Lee Bigland on bass and Adam Whiting on drums. Their influences include Arctic Monkeys, John Mayer, Bloc Party, Red Hot Chili Peppers and The Killers, to name a few. They met themselves through studies at the College of West Anglia, presumably King's Lynn. I studied there. Formed and originally begun performing rock and pop covers. Now they're writing their own material with a view to recording a new EP soon. Facebook.com/afterglowmusic, and this is called Home.
Take me home. We gotta live the moment.
started the Kings in Loving tonight, Afterglow and Home. For more information on them, you go to facebook.com/afterglowmusic. That completes our free choice half hour for this evening. If you are listening and you are an unsigned artist and would like your music featured on the show in future, you can email me, tim@cambridge105.fm, and I will consider you for future show.
You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
All right, it's time for our live session this week. We're back in the studio after last week's takeover of the green room outside, and we welcome our guest this evening. It's Harry Seaton. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm not bad, thanks.
Good. You found Cambridge all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Found our studio all right, more or less.
Managed to get there.
Just a little bit of help from me, but you got there in the end.
Yeah.
So, you've been to Cambridge before?
Yeah, I've been a couple of times before, but never really explored it in depth, I must admit.
Okay, all right. You've been down here since, what, this afternoon, just hanging out?
Yeah, we arrived a bit early.
Yeah, well, there's not much to do in Kingsdown, really, is there?
Not at all, no.
So this interests me because you are from Kings Lynn, you were born in Kings Lynn. I may as well have been born in Kings Lynn because I don't remember anywhere else before that. What's a guy like you doing in Kings Lynn? I didn't think Kings Lynn really produced anybody that was much cop, to be honest with you.
To be fair, the Kings Lynn music scene is slowly picking up, which is great.
Is it?
But it's nice to see a lot more.
I now know three artists from Kings Lynn.
Yeah.
I know you, Afterglow, and I know Holly Carter.
Yeah.
So that's it. Are there many others?
Yeah, there's quite a lot which I only recently found out about in the past month, but there's a lot of acoustic music coming around, it would seem. I think the scene's getting quite big everywhere for acoustic and
Okay. So how old are you?
I'm 16.
Are you just 16?
Halfway.
Oh, right.
December last year.
I've been saying you were 15 like a couple of weeks ago, so that must have been out of date information. So how long have you been performing with a guitar for?
I've been playing in little pubs around Lynn since I was about 10, so 6 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. How did you get into that?
It must have been
a family influence or something.
Yeah, pretty much. My dad's a big influence in my music, and he kind of helped me to find open mic nights to just go along to.
Okay.
So they were nice to do at that age when there's not as much pressure as an actual performance.
Yeah. So. Okay. So you've been playing guitar since before 10?
Since before 10, yeah, since I was 7. So
wow.
Big 9 years now, coming
up
to 10.
All right. Well, you look like you're quite accomplished on it when I've seen you play on the YouTube videos and things. So obviously that's because you've had such a long time to learn.
Well, I'd hope so, yeah. But I think it's just the more experience you get and just listening to a lot of music. Just
every guitarist says they're not quite there yet. They've got those. Even people have been playing for like 50 years or something.
Oh, there's a lot of things I'd like to be able to do, which I can't even after the 9 years I've been playing.
Okay. So the sort of stuff you do to begin with was obviously cover stuff, and you do a lot of covers still, but you know, you're starting to do your own stuff.
I mean, ever since I was 10, I mean, I remember the first song I ever learnt was Stuck in the Middle with You, actually. So that was quite an odd pick. But I did write a few songs when I was really young. Obviously, looking back at them now, I try to hide them from the public. Well, I did recently share an old MySpace link from when I was 12, which was quite interesting to listen to. But yeah, now I'm really focusing on originals.
What were you writing songs about when you were 12?
I don't even know, really. Things which didn't even make sense.
Okay.
The lyrics confuse me now.
But the lyrics to the stuff that you're doing now makes more sense.
I should hope so.
Yeah. So how much of your own material have you written? Not necessarily stuff that you'd like to perform or maybe is finished, but...
So things I wouldn't like to perform.
How much stuff have you got that, in total, including
in
the
total.
Stuff that you wouldn't like to... You wouldn't say was finished and is ready for an audience yet?
I would say there's coming up to 20 originals now.
Okay, all right. So. And the plan is to release an EP?
Towards the end of this year, going to release an EP. So that should be good after single.
Yeah.
You know, I want to get an EP out.
Now, I want to ask you, you may not even know the answer to this because it just seems to have happened, but why and how have you got 9,500 likes on Facebook and 7,500 followers on Twitter? How's that happened?
Well, that's actually my smaller fan base, the like page. Came about with the guy I'm with today, who is in the studio right now.
Right.
I came about with here, me and Louis, and we made a lot of videos. And our Facebooks, suddenly, when Facebook enabled subscribers and followers on personal profiles, things kind of picked up through us just messing around. And we both ended up about the 25,000 mark. and that's where that's why we're normally posting around there. And I think it just came around from people like seeing people be idiots, really. I think
so. This is like a YouTube thing.
It's almost like a YouTube, but we uploaded them to Facebook instead, right. Basically. I mean, we do YouTube a lot, but okay. Singing, I think it's more come about from me doing more gimmicky singing things, like songs about funny things and funny kind of songs, rather than actual serious stuff. People react to it more, but then it gives me the opportunity to post my serious things, and more people can hear it that way.
Yeah. So how long has it taken you to build up that many likes and followers on Twitter, for example?
Since about July, August last year.
Wow.
Yeah, I had a lot of support from people who had already built up their following. Right. So
is it quite easy to, somebody with influence like that, is just to say, hey, everybody, go and follow this guy, and then all of a sudden you get several thousand likes?
If you know the right people who are willing to help you out, then you can do it quite easily.
Okay, I think you might need to help me. I've only got a couple of hundred followers on Twitter. Not that I'm a very interesting person on Twitter at all, but anyway. No, I find that fascinating, that you just build that many people up. And that obviously makes the music easier, because you're posting YouTube videos and you're posting or going to put that stuff out to buy in the future, and you're going on a tour, which we'll talk about a bit later, and you've got a ready-made fan base there that are gonna turn up.
It's really nice to have that kind of support behind you, you know, knowing that you can post something and people are going to see it and pay attention to it.
You said you were in Cambridge today and you got like 50 likes or something in like an hour, which is like, that's ridiculous.
We've seen it. We've found a couple of people who've spotted us, which
have you met anybody today?
We heard a few people talk, but they didn't like.
I didn't want to come over.
But we've heard.
I was half expecting people to be outside or screaming girls, so I have to get security in or something. But not quite. Although the door is open. I probably shouldn't say that on the radio, but don't wander in and start screaming at Harry, please. Okay, right. Well, let's get you to do a track. Before I do that, actually, just to say, if anybody listening from Harry's many fans that wants to message him with maybe a question that we can ask him or whatever it might be, as long as it's broadcast friendly, then you can email me, tim@cambridge105.fm, or you can tweet @cambridge105, and any messages that we get through that are broadcastable, we'll ask you later.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so three tracks. What are you going to do for us first?
I think first I'll do a song called Love Me Like You Did, which I released personally through home recording, then took it down because I want to re-release it on the EP.
Okay. When you're ready.
For you I would swim my way across the ocean, though I would sink like a stone. Oh, there is no doubting that I love you, it's true, so I'll shout it loud for the whole world to know. Our time surely ended. There is no chance I'd let you slip away. Oh, I wouldn't replace you for everything in the world, cause I don't smile till you smile up at me. Fix it like you promised me you would. I'll give you it all, everything in time. Just trust these words and I'll trust you in return. I know I'm not much, but I love you like no one else in the world. So carry on loving me like you did. Yeah, carry on loving me like you did.
Good. Harry Seaton on Cambridge 105. So that's one of your own songs that you said you have recorded before and is going to be on your EP when it's out later on this year.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Cool, okay. Have you heard of a guy called Lewis Mockler?
I have indeed. I have a show with him in August on tour.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, my London show is actually headlined by him.
Oh, okay.
So, I love Lewis.
You ever met him before?
No, unfortunately not, because he's not far from here, I believe.
He's
Bury,
not.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I look forward to meeting him in August.
He's a nice guy. Yeah. You will like. I've been supporting Lewis for a year and a half or so now, and I was just going to say that you remind me a lot of him from probably before I met him, actually, like a couple of years.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's 20 now. Yeah. No, he's not. He's older than that. Yeah, he is. No, he's not. Anyway, doesn't matter. You're a few years behind him in terms of age, yeah. But your style of music and your voice is quite similar to Lewis's as well,
yeah.
I think.
So, yeah, I would if someone asked me if there's anyone kind of local who I think is similar or I'm similar to and who is similar to me, I would definitely put forward his name. He's very good, though. Very, very good.
Are there any other artists that influence you? Not just local ones, but
not just local
people
ones.
That everybody's heard of.
People like such as Daughter are really influencing a couple of the tracks, and surprisingly the XX, who aren't exactly acoustic, but they really do influence, especially you'll hear the influence in the EP, but then also the kind of the Johnny Cash, the Ben Howard, all their music kind of really does help me think about how I want to style this piece and certain pieces and things like that.
Okay. All right, so you're 16, so what are you doing at the moment? Are you studying?
No. Well, kind of.
Supposed to be studying?
Supposed to be, definitely. And I'm sure my mum is listening to this thinking, yes, supposed to be. But next week, I didn't have any exams this week, but I do have a few exams left. And then when I finish exams, I'll be going to college to do my A-levels starting September.
So which school do you go to?
Currently at Springwood High School.
Okay, all right. And college-wise, you're going to stay local as well?
Yeah, I'm going to go to a college West Anglia to do my A-levels there.
All right. Any idea what you're going to do? Do they do any music-related courses or anything?
They do, but I don't want to pick it because I don't want to overdo music in school. Yeah. So then I still have the appeal outside. It's all going to be maths, basically. Maths and further maths, basically. Media and either IT or business.
Okay.
So quite different to music.
Do you feel as though your music career, if you like, is progressing? And is there a sort of a point where you can pinpoint where it suddenly started to get a bit serious, particularly as you said you were doing messing around videos and things, and now it's sort of more the serious side of things?
Yeah, it was it's weird because I think things like likes on a page and the followers, they go up every day, only slightly though sometimes, and it changes. But I would say I think around December time, it's when I got confirmed to support Lauren Aquilina, and I think that was when I kind of realized, okay, I couldn't have done this in summer. Something must have changed, and ever since then I've kind of realised that things are picking up. Like, obviously, I mean, I've spent 6 years on the local scene, and I'd like to think I've paid enough dues to thankfully, you know, be doing what's going on now.
Yeah.
So I think around December time everything kind of kicked into my mind. Oh, things are picking up.
Yeah. Well, it's funny how I got to know you, got to be introduced to you, because obviously you're going on a tour, and I was asked whether I could give you a Cambridge date.
Yeah,
and I said no at the time. Well, I regret that now. Anyway, and your manager spoke to me about that, and he was referred to me through a guy called Gary Hellman, who I've played on this show before, and it's a friend of Lewis Mockler. So it's all sort of linked together.
Yeah.
So the tour, you are going to lots of glamorous locations. I have them written down. I don't expect you to remember them, although you probably do.
I do know them.
All right, you tell me them.
Well, it's starting off in Norwich.
Yes.
Followed by London, Leeds, Manchester, Nottingham, Sheffield, which isn't a show, that's a meet and greet, and then Stockton.
Okay.
Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. The Sheffield one's interesting because that's Meadowhall.
It is.
So that, like, you're just going to be at Meadowhall at a certain time?
Basically, me and Louis
just... Does Meadowhall know you're turning up?
Possibly not, no.
Right.
But it's going to be interesting because me and Louis are going to hide and Instagram pictures of clues and try and get people to find us. So a bit of a hide and seek, really.
All right, interesting. Okay. So that, I guess, is how's that tour come about? Are you supporting other people on those dates, or any of those your own date that you've booked yourself?
All of them are mine, apart from London. Okay. Basically, it all started off with a tweet from Cal, who wasn't currently my manager at the time, and he said he wanted to book me for Leeds. We got talking. I told him I had a show in London, and it went from adding in a show in Leeds the next day to him becoming my manager and giving me a week of tour, really. Okay. So it all kind of came on really quickly. He's really good at organising things, and he kind of sorted it all
out.
So
this relationship between you and him management-wise is fairly new, is it?
It is, yeah, but we don't even consider ourselves as working together as much as good friends.
Yeah.
Because we work together, but we have a laugh. We
it's
talk,
fascinating, because you know. He's not local to you at
he's
all,
not, no.
physically. So yeah. that doesn't get in the way.
I think it even helps because I know a lot of people have been asking for a Leeds show while Cal's living in Leeds with a lot of contacts there. Mm. So it's really easy for him to get that Leeds show, and he seems to know a lot of people. So, I mean, if he can organise it, I can turn up kind of thing. That's kind of what we're doing.
Yeah. Okay. Right. We've got questions coming in. If you want to continue to send in some questions for Harry, we'll ask them at the end. You can tweet at Cambridge105. That's the easiest thing to do. You can email too. Right. What's next then?
Next, I think I'll do a cover of Lewis Watson Windows.
Okay. I don't think I know that song.
No? Well, it's a really nice song.
Okay.
So I hope I do
I'm
it
sure
justice.
It is. When you're ready.
You. Hell, I only came 'cause you asked me to. Oh, it's such a shame we can't renew all those feelings that we shared back a month or two. You know, I kept everything that reminds me of us. It sounds weird, but your picture's still hung up. I try getting distracted by other stuff. That's not enough. I'm sleeping with a pillow under lamplight. Freezing cold, 'cause you always like the windows open wide. Just so you know, I'll be here when you make it. Up at like 3 a.m. again, just to make sure you know I don't mind waiting. Although the call will end with us both saying that we both hate this. I'm not sleeping too well and I'm sleeping alone. All you've got to do is pick up that phone. I'll come run into your aid, but I'm sure you know this won't help us grow. I'm still sleeping with a pillow under lamplight. Freezing cold, 'cause you always like the windows open wide. Just so you know, I'll be here when you make it home.
Great, it's Harry Seaton on Cambridge 105. We've got 5 minutes or so left, so we'll ask you a couple more questions, do these listener questions, and then we'll get you to do one last track. So, you've got another single coming out in next month or two, which is what your tour is also named.
Yeah.
Right? Summer Nights?
Summer Nights, yeah. Not a cover of the Grease song, but, yeah, Summer Nights.
So, how does that differ to the one that we've heard before, played before, which is the Wildfire track?
The interesting thing about Wildfire is that I don't actually, myself, particularly like the song until about 2.5 minutes. It might be an interesting thing to say, but I like to listen to a lot of up-tempo music. Mm. So Summer Nights, I thought, I'm going to make this a nice, happy summer song, really upbeat, in the hope that it can be certain people's summer songs. You know, I think everyone has a song where they think, oh, this is my summer song, I will listen to this. So it's very, the lyrics are very based around summer... not caring, but not as in a, you know, going off and doing crazy things and getting arrested, as in having a good time. And it's just a very summery song. It's quite a fast-paced, upbeat, cheerful song, which I hope a lot of people can relate to with the summer holiday.
Okay, so you're going to be releasing that on what, iTunes or?
It will be same type of release as Wildfire, but hopefully this is one that will come out as hard copies for the tour as well, and a fair bit of merch should follow it.
Okay, interesting. These YouTube videos that you started with, how did you two meet each other?
Me and Louis.
Was it through that, or did you know each other before that?
We've known each other about, was it 7 years? 7 years, something like that, from swimming, actually, at St. James Swimming Pool in Lynn. And I didn't really have much contact with him until I went to a sixth form open evening and wanted to do media. And the guy, the teacher there, spoke about this guy who was the best media student he'd ever had. And I wanted a music video filmed at the time. So I thought, right, well, that Louis Brindle name rings a bell. I'm going to message him on Facebook. So I went home and messaged him. We made this music video and just ended up becoming really good friends. And now we do quite a lot together, videos and messing around.
He's tagging along on your coattails when you get famous.
He had more followers than me
with a bit of help from him along the way. So was it you, Louis, that did the video that I was impressed with, where Harry was, it was, there were two Harrys in the video, and it was, you were playing one instrument and then doing the cajon and singing
that was actually my thing.
Okay, but you did that. Okay,
I'm his tutor.
Okay, yeah, you taught him that. Fine.
Had Louis done that, I'd probably would have been a bit better. But if for those of you who have seen him, people listening who might have seen my JME cover, that was shot and edited by Louis, and I think that's possibly the best edit I've got on there video wise. But that's because Louis did spend quite a bit time like making that look pretty professional. So.
And you seem to put up covers quite regularly. How often do you try and do those?
It really differs, because obviously sometimes I don't have time and sometimes I do. But I mean, there was a point where I was saying, 1,000 views and 100 likes and I'll do a new cover straight away. So I ended up doing, I think, one a day for like a week. But then I didn't want to spam people's news feeds, so I thought, right, this is going to have to stop. I try to make it about one or two a week. If I can't do one in 1 week, then the next week I'll do two or something like that. So I like to keep active, but not crazily active.
Yeah. No, I really like some of the covers you've done. Are really good. You did a Bastille cover fairly recently, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I've done three, but of two songs. I did Pompeii, I put it on Facebook, and I lost the video, so I re-recorded it and put it on YouTube, and then I also did Floors.
Okay, yeah, it was Pompeii that I saw. All right, and the other video that I saw that you posted last week that I commented on was this McDonald's video.
Yeah.
So it was you went to McDonald's and you decided to write a song about singing your order to these poor unsuspecting people in McDonald's that probably thought you were weird. I'm surprised you didn't get taken out by security, to be honest, because normally these places aren't much fun. But you did that. When did you film that, actually, last week?
Yeah, that was actually filmed last Thursday, the day I got the guitar, which I'm currently playing.
Okay.
And it was on that guitar. Right. I literally I got home from going guitar shopping and went straight out with Louis. And it's something we wanted to do since about February, and I never had the guts. And it was still very scary, despite the fact that the place was...
So you wrote the song around what you wanted to order?
Yes, pretty much. And even though half the things I mentioned I don't actually like and didn't want to order, so I'm quite glad they didn't take my order down.
Okay.
And I didn't want to pay for it either.
Did you stay and eat there afterwards, or did you leave?
We left fairly promptly.
I thought you might have.
Yeah.
But did they find it funny?
No, because there was an ongoing rivalry between me and the guy who was serving me back when I was in a band, which I won't go into. But
oh, right.
Yeah, he's a bass player. So
did you know that he was there when you went in to record it?
I didn't recognise him.
Oh, you didn't
I didn't recognise him until someone tagged him in the video. About, and then he got tagged about 70 times. So I'm sure he's looking at that.
I
thinking,
bet he loves
oh,
you
God.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I just thought it was funny. Funny video. Cool. Right, some quick questions then. We'll get you to do this last track. Most of these we've already covered, actually. Your manager's been on asking several questions.
Yeah.
Is Harry looking forward to his tour?
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Where can people buy tickets? That's a good question.
HarrySeaton.co.uk will give you all the links.
Okay. What age did you learn to play the guitar? We've covered that already. Sort of seven?
Yeah.
You say?
Seven.
Yeah.
Seven.
And then, I can't find a name on this one. Looking forward to Harry's tour. Sounds a lot like the acoustic group Whiffloo and Brenda. Whiffloo and Brenda.
Oh, no.
No?
That's a kind of a family joke, so that's got to be my sister.
Okay. All right. There we go, and that's the questions, everybody.
Yeah.
That's it, that's all we've got. Right, thank you very much for coming in. It's been a pleasure to meet you. And now you're local and everything, and it's fairly easy to get down here. We'll have to get you back and do a gig at Cambridge at some point. So, last song is...
A song that a few people have heard and probably got on their phones because it did do quite well on SoundCloud is called Playground, which is an original.
Okay.
By my side, watch my emotion die. Pull up on your strings, set fire to everything. I'll let you dictate the way that my whole life is shaped. I won't scream or shout, let my emotions are all I don't wanna show. The way you make me so lost, you're in control. Welcome to the playground. One place I feel safe and comforted in your hand, but I won't make a stand. Get that far, I am bound by my whole heart. Pull me tighter still, suffocate my only will. Well, this is all I know. So lost, you're in control. Welcome to the playground, the one place I feel safe and comforted in your hands. I won't make a stand.
There we go. If you missed any of Harry's session, you can find it on our podcast. The whole show is podcasted every week. Cambridge105.fm is the place to go to. Are you going to stick around and find out where you are on the unsigned chart?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay, right. About 20 minutes or so, and then we'll let you disappear. Awesome. Right, it's time for the unsigned chart then.
Wednesday, 8 o'clock. The top 5 records from Cambridge's hottest musicians, as voted for by you. This is the unsigned chart on Cambridge 105.
It's week 63 of the unsigned chart this time round, and we had 403 votes cast. Thank you. Slightly less than last week. Harry Seaton's Wildfire was number one last week with about 70-odd percent of the vote, which is a pretty big landslide. Number two, Music Inspires with In My Hands. Number three, Flaming June, Rumpelstiltskin. Four, Tilly Dalglish, Lonely Birds. Five, Zach Thomas and Phoenix. And the new entry were Holden Girls and A Western. Very, very close this week in terms of the record that was going to get in and fall out of the chart. Unfortunately, the new entry this week doesn't make it in. Holden Girls and A Western got 3.9% of the votes versus 4.4% of the votes which means that this week's number 5 is down one place from last week's 4. It's Tilly Dalgleish and Lonely Birds.
Number 5.
From Tilly Dalgleish. It's this week's number 5, which means it's down a place. It got 4.4% of the vote, and just looking through my stats from last week means that she's now notched up a 5th week inside the chart. Tilly is from Bury St Edmunds, and she is only 15 years old, singer-songwriter. She's playing at the Hilton Hotel, one of the gigs that I'm putting on there in a couple of weeks' time, 21st of June, I think it is. If you want to come and see Tilly, that will be her next gig in Cambridge. Right, next up at number 4, you will remember if you were listening to the update on Monday that Zach Thomas and the Holden Girls were battling it out for a place inside the unsigned chart. They were both out at the time. They both got exactly the same amount of votes, which I can tell you now was two votes each. This time, though, Zach has got considerably more than two votes each, which means he is in the chart. Not only is he in the chart, but he's actually gone up a place. He's swapped with Tilly Dalgleish. He's now this week's number 5. He got 6.4% of the vote, and this is Phoenix.
Is he artist? Forget my innocence. The settled bud that kept my hands. Is he a lover? Is he a lover of my heart? Is he a lover? Is he a lover of my? The sinner's hands against my inner lines. The bitter taste that gets my best. I see you love him, I see you love him in my heart. I see you love him, I see you love him, oh, I said I'd buy high and get no risk. You said, oh boy, and another day. We set our bars and get no risk. You said, oh boy, is there another way? I said, I'll buy and get no risk. You said, oh boy, and another day. We set our bars and get no risk. You said, oh boy, is there another way? It's too long, and I mean it. It's too long anymore. And I won't wait in the mold, in the mold, in the mold. It's too long, and I mean it. I said I'd buy and get no risk. You said, oh boy, and not another day. We set our bars and get no risk. You said, oh boy, is there another way? I set our bars and get no risk. You said, oh boy, and not another day. We set our bars and get no risk. You said, oh boy, is there another way? It's too long, and I mean it. It's too anymore. And I won't wait in the mold, in the mold, in the mold. It's too long, and I mean it.
Zach Thomas and Phoenix, it's up one place today. Last week's five, this week's four. He's got 6.4% of the vote in the end, which means that he spends a third week inside the chart. That is the title track from his EP, which was released at the beginning of last month. You may well know Zach from his work with Isaac's Aircraft. You can find that EP, download it from his Bandcamp page, which is zachthomasmusic.bandcamp.com. All right, this is the Unsigned Chart. It's now 13 minutes past eight. So far, out the chart, Holden Girls and A Western. Number five, Tilly Dalgleish, Lonely Birds. Number four, Zach Thomas and Phoenix. Still to play. Last week's top three, but maybe not in the same order. Harry Seaton's Wildfire, Music and Spies, and In My Hands and Flaming Jeans' Rumpelstiltskin are all this week's top three. So, who is it this week's number three? They got 10% of the vote. It's their... facts right, the right piece of paper, that one, 11th week inside the chart, so it's not you, Harry. This is Flaming June, aka Louise, Paul and Diane. She's been hammering this one all week, bless her, on Facebook. You're really good at this, Louise. Thank you very much for publicising the Unsigned Chart as much as you do. This track is Rumpelstiltskin. It's taken from the EP called Rumpelstiltskin and the Perils and Promises of Womanhood, which was out in April. It's a seventh EP release. FlamingJune.co.uk is her website. She played the Rebel Arts Radio Stand at Strawberry Fair last weekend and by all accounts was very good. So, Flaming June, Rumpelstiltskin, a non-mover at number three.
Precious to me, I'll hide it all away. You won't take what's precious to me. You won't take my world from me, I'll hide it all away. You won't take my world from me. I won't play your games, no, I know your name. Games, I know you've been. take my lifeblood, I'll hide it away. You won't take my lifeblood. I won't play your games, no, I know. Got power over you, Rumpelstiltskin, 'cause I know your name, Rumpelstiltskin. I will watch you break into Rumpelstiltskin, to keep all that's fake in you, Rumpelstiltskin. I've got power.
June and Rumpelstiltskin.
Performed by Cambridge musicians. Voted for by you. This is the Unsigned Chart.
So this week's top two, Music and Spies, In My Hands, and Harry Seaton and Wildfire. So, Harry.
Yeah?
I feel like I'm in like Radio 1's chart show or something, and this is like you're waiting to find out if you're number one on the chart show. Does this success in this thing mean anything to you? Do you appreciate
being in the Cambridge chart?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So you're number one last week with 70-odd%. I can't remember what it was exactly. That was quite a big landslide.
Yeah.
So, 403 votes cast this week. What tends to happen with artists that get loads of votes on one week is they just don't get any the next week and drop off considerably. Mm. That's not happened to you because you're in the top two. But you're up against Music and Spies, who themselves have been publicising this quite a lot in the last week or so, and they've done quite a lot of gigs and mentioned it too. So the competition has been a bit more fiercer this week, mm-hmm. but whether it's as fierce as it needed to be, I'm not sure. Let's find out.
The Unsigned Chart on Cambridge 105.
So, I'm going to draw this out really long and in a suspended manner.
Do you want a drum roll?
No, I don't know. I've got tension music going on in the background. You can't hear it. Yeah, this is tense, the listener. Are you filming this moment?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right.
I'll delete it if I'm not number one.
Right. Okay. Right, I'm going to press the number two button, and if this isn't you, then that means you're number one, obviously. All okay. Right. Here we go, then. I've never done this. I've never revealed a position inside the chart when the actual artist has been in the room with me. This is a bit weird. This week's number two is this.
The Unsigned Chart on Cambridge 105. Number two.
Is it going like that old fortress? Taking it steady, never been ready, and always had the best of luck. Meanwhile, there's nothing wrong with my personality, but I've got a borderline OCD that won't let me sleep till 3:30. But I'm free.
Free?
Yeah, I feel free. Keeping it up till everybody wakes up early in the morning with a cup of tea. It sounds good to me. And you've got my attention like a bright light in the dark. The only way to find my way is follow it home and make sure I am ready. I'm so ready. I am ready. So hold your heart in my hands, and I'm holding steady. trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man, and I'm holding steady, steady as I can. Yeah. To what I said, I was talking out my ass. I should have given you the time that you needed and all the things I had. To give, forgive, forget it all. Leave it all behind for somebody else to find. There's always gonna be the waters and the handles till we find the end of the line. But now I'm back again with my arms wide open. Yeah, they're wide open, baby, with a sense and grace. Understand. I am ready to be your only man, and I'm holding steady, steady as I can. Is it today already? Oh, I better be going. No, I'm not going anywhere. And the way I'll make sure of that is lock the door. You're not going. 'Cause I am ready to hold your heart in my hands, and I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man, and I'm holding steady, steady as I can. Yeah, I am ready to hold your heart in my hands, and I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man, and I'm holding steady, steady as I can.
Music and Spies are listening. They tweeted me. They're going, yeah, we have promoted it. Yeah, all right, just because I had a go at you the other week for not doing it. Well done, guys. A third week at number two, apparently, say Music and Spies. I'll take your word for it. I don't remember how many weeks you've been at number two, but this is your seventh week inside the unsigned chart. They are Dan and Nathan. They played Strawberry Fair twice, and they too are going to be playing the same gig that Tilly Dalgleish is playing at the Hilton Hotel on 21st of June, so that's not too far away. Okay, your manager Callum's been on again. He says that your position last week, your percentage was 69.7%. This week it's 60.4%. So you've lost almost 9% of your margin, which is nothing really. That's like 10 votes or something probably. So don't worry too much about that. But last week you almost broke a record with the most amount of votes in any one week.
Yeah.
But you were about 50 odd short. I think you got nearly 500 votes last week. So yeah, so you're gonna try and get a third straight week at number one.
Yeah.
Next week, but you are number one this week with Wildfire. So tell you what, why don't we do it in a corny radio way, and you go, "Hi, I'm Harry Seaton. You're listening to Cambridge 95, and this is the Unsigned Chart number one, Wildfire."
That's a lot of words to remember, isn't it?
Do it in your own order, whatever you want to do.
Okay. Hi, I'm Harry Seaton. This is Cambridge 105 FM, and you're listening to the number one in the Unsigned Charts, which is my new single called Wildfire.
Okay.
Like the wind, fly like a bird, never knowing what you're heading to. Swim, swim away, leave me in bitter haze. Always leave with burning desire. Thoughts of you spread like wildfire. Say what you need, just take what you want. Leave me to rest, my love is all burned.
work you up, but I like you that way. Never knowing what you're heading to. Close your eyes, count to ten, just don't walk out again. Always leave with burning desire. Thoughts of you spread like wildfire. Say what you need, just take what you want. My love is all
number one, Harry Seaton, Wildfire, 60.4% of the vote. Music and Spies say they're coming for you. You're going to have to get a lot of votes next week, boys, to beat Harry, I have to say. He's got an awful lot. Mind you, Music and Spies are on their way. They've just toured with Lucy Spraggan from The X Factor.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe a bit of competition. So, number one record this week. So, we'll see if we can get there again next week. Voting opens again at 9 o'clock tonight. So, that means Harry will be on Facebook after 9 o'clock, getting everybody to vote once again. Yes?
Yep.
Good. All right, well, thank you very much for coming in. It's been nice to meet you guys. Have a safe trip back on the train.
Oh, we will.
Do you need directions on how to get back?
I think it's walking through that cemetery, but thankfully it's not dark.
If you're going to the train station, don't need to go that way.
Oh, we're
going
to run anyway.
Okay. I'll give you some directions off air, because that's not very interesting for the listeners. But I will just introduce this last track on the Unsung Chart before we do that. This is our new entry from this week. I love this track. I found it. What happens is people send me loads of stuff, and I sort of get bogged down with them, and every now and again I go through my inbox and listen to everything. And I did that this morning, and I found this one. It's really, really good. Chloe Anna. The track is called Old Haunts. She is 15 years old. All these famous, really talented young people at the moment. She's recently recorded four tracks at the Hub in studios in Cambridge, and the EP that she released is called Falling Out of Orbit. She's involved in the Sony Academy, which is a songwriting competition for 13 to 18 year olds, and she's playing at Westfield in Shepherd's Bush on the 23rd of June in London, so that's a pretty cool gig. This was submitted to me by her mum, Kathy, so she's got her mum to thank for this. This is Chloe Anna and Old Haunts. If you like it, vote for it.
Out of mind, is it's out of view. Out of view is out of sight, and out of sight is you. Old ways to die young are overrated, and they've never been less fun. Old paths we used to walk so far away that I just stay inside instead. I've got to get you out of my head. I've got to get you out. I've got to get you out of my head. Too many needles I'm trying to thread. I've got to get you out of my head. Out of sight is out of mind. Out of mind is out of view. Out of view is out of sight, and out of sight is you. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. To get you out of my head. Too many needles I'm trying to thread. I've got to get you out of my head.
Her voice is just, it just got me. Her voice is amazing. That's Chloe Anna. I hope that does well in the unsigned chart next week. I know we got a lot of competition at the moment. Harry's getting loads of votes. Music and Spies are doing their bit. Flaming June's been in for ages. So I really hope that does well, because I can't really be too partial for these things. But yeah, vote for it, because that's a good track. Chloe Anna and Old Haunts is this week's new entry. So these are the records you can vote for this week. This week's number 5, Down One Place, Tilly Dalgleish and Lonely Birds. Number 4 up one place.
I see you love him.
Phoenix.
I see you love him. Oh, I.
Zach Thomas.
I said I'd buy and get no risk. You said, oh boy, and another day. We said I'd buy and get no risk. You said, oh boy, is there another way? I said I'd buy and get no risk. You said, oh boy, and another day. We said I'd buy and get no risk. You said, oh boy, is there another way?
Number 3, a non-mover, Rumpelstiltskin from Flaming June.
I won't play your games, no, I know your name. I won't play your games, I know your pen. I won't play your games, Rumpelstiltskin.
Number 2, Music and Spies, In My Hands, 14.9%.
Steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man. And I'm holding steady, steady as I can.
Number 1, Harry Seaton has left the building. Wildfire, 60.4% of the vote.
My love is all burned.
And this week's new entry, Chloe Anna, Old Haunts. Voting opens after 9 o'clock tonight for week 64. Cambridge105.fm is our website address.
Out of mind is out of view. Out of view is out of sight, and out of sight is you.
You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
It's 25 minutes to 9, and it's time for today's gig guide with Emily Jane. She's back after a couple of weeks away.
Hello.
Break. Last week she told her not to bother turning up, and the week before she told me she wasn't turning up.
It's how we work.
But she's here now. And you brought guests with you.
I did.
A guest with you.
Yeah.
Yes. It's Will. Like, Soundman Will, who never normally says anything, well, doesn't say anything on the radio normally, because he does our sound for us at the NMG sessions. In fact, he doesn't even know how to use a microphone, but he's not even brought it around to,
hello,
to his face. Hello, there we go, we can hear you. How are
hello.
You?
Hello, I'm all right. How
good.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I was quite surprised, and pleasantly surprised, when EJ said you were going to come in and talk about some bands, because you were quite busy on Saturday.
Yes, yeah, very busy.
What were you doing then? How many stages did you end up working?
I only ended up working one, but we had 12 acts in 10 hours.
Okay, so. Which one was that one then?
Wigwam Stage.
Okay.
At Strawberry Fair.
All right. So you saw a range of bands. EJ saw a few, and I saw most of the ones that were on our tent. So we're quite well covered, really, for what was going on. So what do we think of Strawberry Fair then, generally? I think, generally, as far as the organisers go, it was a huge success, and everybody behaved themselves, and the weather was nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Had a cool kids area.
Did you go in the kids area?
No, but I looked at it and wished I could.
Right, I'm not sure you'd be allowed in.
I know.
Yeah,
I was
but
also
it did.
Real.
There were lots of we were right next to kids area, as you know, and there were lots of kids coming past our tent. So we just gave them all balloons as they walked past.
One of them stole my balloon.
Oh, did they?
A little child just walked up to me and took my balloon off my wrist and walked off.
I can sort you. I've got balloons here if you want another one.
I wasn't allowed another one because I'd had three that day.
Oh right.
I'd got three balloons stolen.
Oh dear, that's not right. That's quite careless, really, isn't it?
It's bad.
Yeah. Right. So who's going to go first? How are we going to work this?
I guess I'll go first since I'll only review the one band I fully remember. But I'll give brief mentions. Yeah, I was really ill, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I turned up though, but I only really watched most of our tent and then walked about a bit and caught some really random acts. I caught like the last bit of the Varsity set on...
I heard the Varsity from our stage because they weren't that far away.
Oh.
And you know when you hear the Varsity because they're quite loud.
Yeah.
And they came, best of them, they came over and watched a couple of acts at our tent afterwards and I said they sounded quite good.
Oh.
So, yeah. They're so who did you see then?
I saw Two Intense, Music and Spies. I've done this in the weird order now.
All right, well,
Zach Thomas and people like that.
Music and Spies are listening at the moment. Well, they were listening, so let's start with them.
Oh, okay. That's not awkward at all.
They were rubbish.
Yeah, they were, god damn. But no, they were pretty good. They weren't as bubbly as I remembered them at like the band competition they did for Strawberry Fair.
They'd just done, literally just done a set at the on the acoustic Portland tent.
That'll explain
it. I literally grabbed them off the stage and dragged them over.
I did wonder why you were dragging them over.
Yeah, so I had to do that with Two Intense, CC Smugglers and Music and Spies.
Oh, that must suck. But yeah. No, I thought they were pretty good. They've never been bad though, to be honest. I've never had a bad word to say about how they perform.
No.
They're just so happy and nice to watch. They're enjoyable. And it was cool to watch them somewhat close to Two Intense after that mass break of waiting for them to turn up.
Yeah. Do you think they're quite similar?
They're very similar sort of way. Two Intense are a bit more comedic and kind of try to be funny, whereas Music and Spies just sort of have that charm about them.
Mm.
That's the way to phrase it, without insulting anyone, I hope.
No, I think they are similar. And they're similar, but there are some differences to them. Okay.
Yeah.
Who else?
I really like Zach Thomas's set. Even though it's sort of, you hear it a lot because he hasn't got that many songs to go through, but I love watching him perform. And I don't know why, he's just so good to chill to. And it was the perfect sort of environment for Strawberry Fair, just chilling with a drink and some food, watching some good music.
Mm.
I thought it was a really nice sort of thing to do. And I believe he was the first sort of act I actually sat and watched through the whole of. So it was a nice start to it.
Okay.
The Strummers and Dreamers showcase was pretty cool.
Oh, did you see that?
I saw some of it.
Okay, that's about the only bit that I didn't see.
Oh, I saw like half of it, but I didn't get any of the people who performed in it.
Right, okay.
I'm really bad for that. The last one was pretty snazzy. It was like these two guys and two girls doing it. The girls didn't seem to do very much, but they were pretty cool to listen to.
Edward Alice.
Is that what they were? Oh god, my voice is dying.
I'm not sure if one of them's called Edwards and another one's called Alice.
I think they explained
how that band
it.
Name comes about, but
I think two of them have something like Edward in their name, and then the middle name of two of them was like Alice, and that's how it came to be. Right. Two of them had the middle name Edward.
But they were older than most of the other people that were doing that. Mm. That's that, because the point of the Strummers and Dreamers thing is to showcase younger talent. So everybody else was quite young, and they were the older ones. Charlie Smith played, and he's the younger brother of Freddie Smith, who's in Boiling Point.
Oh, really?
So that was quite interesting.
Oh, yeah. I'm sad I missed that.
Yeah, it was good.
There's so many links. Yeah.
There are.
But I thought Two Intense were really good as well. I'm going to move on to someone else that I can actually talk about now. Because I still love these guys. Because I haven't seen them perform in ages. I know they did like a bathhouse night for you, like ages back.
Yes.
But they don't perform very much, so the act doesn't get a bit old to you. It's still quite fresh when you see it, which I like.
And I think the only gigs they've done since the band competition were mine.
Yeah, I think it's literally, they said they'd only done one in 8 months.
Yeah, that was the Bathhouse gig.
Oh.
Yeah, and then Strawberry Fair. Yeah.
They did a lot of covers, though. I think it was mostly a cover set.
Yeah, because they'd done most of their, that's an interesting story, they did most of their stuff on, was it the Portland stage? I think it was the Portland stage they played. And they said they didn't get a very good reaction from their comedy stuff.
Oh.
It just didn't work. And I was quite surprised at that. I thought, well, actually, you guys are really funny. So maybe they just got the wrong audience at the wrong time.
Yeah.
So they decided to stick with covers and not do any funny stuff and not be laughed at again. I think they would have worked better with us, but yeah, that's what they did.
Didn't they were still funny, though, and people still laughed. Like, people enjoyed their weird, funny moments.
I think it's just the chemistry they've got between them. It's just, it's just funny, even if they're not necessarily intending to be funny.
I don't know. I think Duncan was trying to be funny.
Right.
Okay. The tall one.
I can't remember. Yeah.
Duncan's a tall one. The longer the name, the taller the person.
Joe's
That's how it goes.
Joe's the one with blonde hair then.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Duncan was the one on guitar.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Good.
But yeah, he just tried to be funny. That entertained me greatly. I liked how they liked the little dancer and they just gave a little shout out to this kid that just started dancing. It was like a little toddler dancing to their set.
Yeah, we had lots of dancers. Some were adults and drunk.
Yes, I saw some.
That was later on in the day.
I saw some people dancing and I was like, okay. But it was cute. It was adorable having this little kid dance, and they got really sad when he went, so they started like bopping on stage to make up for
it. Wasn't the kid with the dinosaur, or carrying a dinosaur, was it?
I don't know.
There was a kid that was carrying a soft toy dinosaur at one point.
Oh.
And we gave him a balloon. He didn't know what to hold, the balloon or the dinosaur. It was a dilemma of what to do.
Oh, you ruined his day.
Yeah,
you overcomplicated it.
No, I did.
But no, I thought they were really good. They're getting a lot better, but they've always been good at like harmonising and just... I was kind of sad they weren't that comedic. Now I know why.
Hmm.
But I like them when they're funny. I was waiting to see their comedy songs. They did cool, but they did all right with their serious stuff, but it still ended up being funny.
Yeah.
So I guess that went against what they wanted.
We're going to play a track from them?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this, this is from their EP then?
Yeah, it's not a comedy track though.
Okay. The other funny thing that I found it funny, the fact that they were too intense playing in a tent.
I did not get that.
And we were the second tent they played in, so it was too intense and too intense.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I know. Anyway,
brilliant.
I know, here we go. We all found that funny. That's, it's, this song's called Bane.
Yeah.
I don't know everything. You seem to think I do, but you ask too many questions of me. You ask too much of me. I know not who you think you are. With all your demands and wishes, you ask too much of me. And though we've come unstuck today, I still remember you would say, it's alright, it's alright. And don't you worry about me, all of these things I do for free. I'm alright, I'm alright. And I don't see why anyone would think twice about you. That's the truth. You look so tired these days. I'm afraid of what you think on, but you shouldn't worry anymore today. And I understand you think you've hit the lowest point. If that's true, the only way is up. And though we've come unstuck today, I still remember you would say, it's alright, it's alright. And don't you worry about me, all of these things I do for free. I'm alright, I'm alright. Anyone would think twice about you.
Won't think twice.
And he is crazy to look away from you, and that's the truth.
That's the truth, that's the truth. I
twice about you.
Won't think twice.
And he is crazy to look away from you, and that's the truth.
That's the truth.
I don't see why anyone would think twice about you.
Won't think twice.
And he is crazy to look away from you, and that's the truth.
That's the truth.
That's Bane, a track from the Too Intense. Is it an EP or an album? Is it now? It's an album, isn't it?
I don't know. Sometimes they call it an EP, sometimes they call it an album. So let's call it
Too Intense. Too Intense City.
Yeah, it's Too Intense.
Too Intense City, like the city that we're in, not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And
good.
Two people in tents.
Yep. Yeah. Whatever. Right, let's move on. So that's pretty much all you saw for Strawberry Fair.
I was very ill. Okay.
There were many, many, many other artists.
There were.
And Will got to do sound. So you must have some stories, Will, from the day that you can share with us. Any bands that were really rude or demanding?
There were a couple that were very late.
Okay.
They were very good, but they were just a little bit late turning up.
What's Strawberry Fair's policy then? If they're late, they still get on, or?
We had a filler act called Smarty, who was very fun. He did these kind of punky, scary covers of modern tracks and old stuff, and he was just really enjoyable, you know. And we'd just kind of go, oh man, we've got 20 minutes.
Yeah, you're on again.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah, cool.
Okay. I actually saw him, by the way.
Was it good fun?
Yeah, he did a reggae-esque cover of like Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire. It was really good.
It's awesome, yeah. The whole crowd.
Yeah, it was a really good song. Everyone was like singing with it. It was awesome to watch.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you picked out a couple that we're going to play tracks from. So let's talk about some of the ones that perhaps we're not going to play tracks from. Generally, who did you enjoy?
Well, we had Kimberly Lee and Tony, who's Katrina and the Waves, oddly enough, on stage. And they were really good fun. Actually, they were really kind of bluesy and rocky and really, really talented musicians.
Kimberly's been in this though, been on another show on this station, but I didn't know they were all. So it was effectively Katrina and the Waves then?
Minus a few members, I think, yeah.
Right, but the main ones.
Well, Katrina.
Okay,
yeah.
Kimberly, yeah. So did they do Love Shine a Light and Walking on Sunshine?
They didn't do Walking on Sunshine, but we at the end of the set, we did play it for them.
Okay.
And she was up and singing and dancing on stage.
Okay.
And in the backstage area, she was singing.
Well.
She loved
that
it.
Song.
I don't know. She seemed to enjoy it.
Okay. So they were doing, what sort of stuff were they doing then?
As I said, a lot more kind of bluesy sort of guitar rock, really.
Okay.
Which was quite nice with a male and a female.
That's Katrina on the phone now. She says, can you play Walking on Sunshine, please?
Didn't even know we had a phone.
No, well, we do. It doesn't ring very often, but yeah, if you're phoning us, sorry, can't answer at the moment, a bit busy. Okay, who else?
Another act we really enjoyed were Underline the Sky, who are, I don't know, they're kind of Paramore but English.
Right.
And they were good fun.
Okay.
They were very loud. The stage kind of shook a little bit.
Oh, right.
But they were good.
You don't want to shake the wigwam stage, that could end in disaster.
It was all secured, honestly. We made sure it was entirely safe.
Okay.
As we always do.
All right. Is Strawberry Fair's policy the same as it is at the band competition, that only local acts within a certain mile radius play?
No, I mean, as far as I understand it, most of the stage is kind of put together there, who's on on their own. So we just put on people that we think are good or like. Or
so it doesn't have to be local.
No, we did have one local on who was Exara.
Okay.
And they were good. They were on pretty early in the day, and her keyboard fell apart a little bit.
Oh.
But it was good.
Oh, dear. Was it weighed down with too many flowers?
Yes.
Finally.
Far too many.
You were thinking that, weren't you?
Yes, I'm so glad you said it. Yeah. She complained so much I didn't want to say it.
We had this red gaffer tape that wasn't very sticky because it was quite cheap. And about halfway through a song, just as she was really going for it, she pushed pretty hard on those keys and all the flowers just went.
Oh, dear.
Which but now no one will talk about them.
Yes. Okay. But so she did a similar sort of set to band competition?
Pretty much the same, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't say this is anything new. She, you know, they were all, this is.
Was it her with her full seven band members?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I did quite like her. She's a nice lady. I've chatted to her a few times, but yeah, lots of flowers.
Mm.
Okay, all right. Well, let's play a track by one of these artists that you can talk about then, which is Joan of Arc.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of them, and what are they, and who are they?
They are a four-piece all-female rock band from kind of London and that sort of area.
Are they all called Joan?
They're not, no, sadly. None of them are called Joan. Oh. They're Sam, Lauren, and a couple of others. They're really good, actually. They the track we're going to play is was actually featured on the Xbox 360 game Rock Band.
Okay.
It's called Say Sayonara. It's got them pretty far. They're touring all over the world with it, and they've done some pretty big festivals, especially in Europe, a couple in America and some other bits and pieces. So, wow. And they were very good fun.
Cool. All right, let's play this then. This is Say Sayonara from Joan of Arc. Joan of Arc and Say Sayonara. There's a EJ's pointing out there's a conflict there of interest because she's saying hello or goodbye. She's not sure when she's coming or going. Anyway, good song. I can see what you mean about the Paramore thing, not just because of the fact it's a female vocalist, but it's also that style as well. Although not current Paramore, because I don't know if you heard their current stuff. It's quite poppy, actually, but older Paramore, yeah, definitely. Okay, so other stuff you saw. Did you get to see anything else? Or did you get to leave the stage at any point, not do any work?
Only when I went off to another stage to build their PA for them.
Oh, right.
That was the only time.
So there was nobody playing at that point then, clearly?
No. It was in the cocktail bar. I went off and built their PA for them.
All right. So who else did you see that we've not covered yet?
The headliners, New Groove Formation. Mm-hmm. And they were crazy, this kind of huge eight-piece, proper old-school ska insanity band, really.
Right.
Really, really good fun. Literally, you name an instrument, they had it. Percussion, didgeridoos, saxophones, wow. trumpets, everything.
So multiple members must have played different instruments, yeah. then. It wasn't just one each.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I always like it when bands do that. It shows that they're talented and they play more than one instrument.
Well, it was the didgeridoo that really got the crowd
I've
going.
I've never seen a didgeridoo on stage before. No.
I'm sad I missed it.
Yeah. He was really good at it as well.
How did you get a didgeridoo into a song unless you're Rolf Harris?
Well, he also had a bit of cardboard.
No, he
didn't.
I'd like to see that, though, a rubble board. I think Rolf Harris would go down quite well at Strawberry Fair, actually.
I think he'd go down brilliantly.
Should invite him next year. I think that'd be a good idea. Yeah, anyway. Okay. So they weren't local either, but have you ever seen them before? Or have you seen any of these artists before? Or are there artists that you haven't seen before that you would like to see again?
I'd definitely go and see Joan of Arc again. I'd definitely go and see... New Groove Formation as well. Okay. They're very similar to a local band called Big Ten.
All right. Okay. Right. Now you've said that. Now it instantly conjures up an image. Yeah.
They do a lot more original stuff, and there aren't so many big stocky blokes with bald heads and bowler hats on.
Okay.
So.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, thank you for coming in and telling us about that and sharing your thoughts on Strawberry Fair. It was an interesting day with lots and lots of music. We're going to play out with a track called Noisy Neighbor.
It's Noisy Neighbor. Yeah.
It's been a long
just
week.
Song, it says it.
All right, cool. Right, EJ, we'll be back next week with more gig reviews. Going to any gigs?
Should be. Potentially going to one on Saturday.
Okay, good. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Cool. Right, thank you very much, Will. And we'll leave you with this. Good night.
My name is Michael Caine, and I am a nosy neighbour.
I live at number two, he lives at number three. He's always looking across the road, he's always looking at me. When he comes right to IX, do me a favour. I think I've moved opposite to nosy neighbour. When I get home, it's nearly 6:30. He's always standing there with his pen and bag of tricks. You know it's very bad, bad behaviour. I think I've moved opposite a nosy neighbour.